From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. A senior U.S. official says it is up to Russia to demonstrate that a ceasefire plan for Syria can still work. The official said high-level meetings were planned with Russia to try to get a sense from them about where they think this can go from here. The truce was meant to pause fighting between the Syrian government and rebels, limit Syrian airstrikes, and that in the past had been blamed for the killings of civilians, and to allow for delivery of humanitarian aid. But as with the earlier agreements, both sides accuse the other of a violation, or violations that is, and that the pact had largely fallen apart after a week. The suspect in the New York City bombing that wounded 29 people was in the hospital recovering from bullet wounds after a shootout with police who were wounded. President Obama recognized the actions of the officers in stopping the suspect.
It is outstanding police work, outstanding law enforcement work. I, in particular, want to give a heartfelt thanks to the New Jersey police officers who were able to apprehend this individual.
Prosecutors are charging 28-year-old Ahmad Khan Rahami with 5 counts of attempted murder stemming from the shootout that wounded 2 officers. Rahami's alleged motive for the bombings is unknown. The FBI also wants to question Rahami about another bombing Saturday in Seaside Park, New Jersey, south of New York, forcing cancellation of a charity road race. No one was hurt there. Although Rahami is off the streets, New York remains on high alert with hundreds of officers on hand for the UN General Assembly meeting. A powerful earthquake, make that a powerful typhoon, struck southern Japan early Tuesday, causing floods and landslides. No